Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who's here, the nephew, with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Can I borrow
your
freezer?
What?
I'm going to say it one more time.
No.
Can I borrow your freezer?
Who does that?
You know, in the words of Freddie Haynes, listen to me, baby Baba. Can I borrow your freezer?
No.
All right. Here we go. Cat dog, can I borrow your freezer?
Oh, Lord.
Allied Equipment. This is Trina. How can I help you?
I'm trying to reach Dale. Dale's the manager, right?
Yes, Dale is the manager. How can I help you?
Okay. Is Dale available? Is he there?
He's actually with a customer. Is there something that I can help you with or pass along a message?
Okay. So y'all Allied Equipment, what exactly do y'all have there? I'm going to make sure I'm calling the right place.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a restaurant supply company. So we have, you know, everything from freezers, refrigerators to your basic restaurant supplies.
Okay. Well, y'all do have freezers, because that's what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is I've run out of freezer space, and I'm trying to see if possibly, you know, my back is up against the wall right now. I'm trying to see if I can possibly put something in one of you all's freezers for a couple of days until I get freed up on this end. So that's why I wanted to see if you guys would allow me to do something like that. Is that possible?
Sorry, I'm a little confused. You don't want to buy a freezer. You just want to put something in one of our freezers?
I just want to put something in there for a couple of days because I have a freezer, but mine is completely full. And I'm trying to see if I can put something in you all's freezer until, you know, for a couple of days, and then I'll come back and get it.
I'm so sorry. We don't do that. If you wanted to come by and purchase a freezer, I'm happy to help you, but we don't allow outside vendors to put things in our freezers. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was told if Dale would hear what was going on, he might be able to help me though.
Okay. You said your name was Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. If you just hold a moment, I will see if Dale can take your call.
That's what the hell I asked in the first place, is to speak to Dale.
Okay, then. Hold on a moment, please.
Hey, this is Dale. How can I help you?
Hey, Dale, how you doing? This is Kevin. And I've been on the phone with your salesperson. But let me tell you what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to use your – you have a lot of walk-in freezers that you all sell, right?
Right, we do, yep.
Okay. So what I got is my freezer is completely full, man. And I'm right. My back is against the wall. You came highly recommended to give you a call. Is it possible for me to I need to keep something frozen for a few days. It's only going to be like 2 days. My freezer will be half empty in a couple of days. I just need somebody to just kind of help me out here. Is it possible for me to bring something over there to keep it frozen for a couple of days?
You know, what we got is a showroom, you know, with different displays so you could see what different kind of refrigerators look in your restaurant. But, I mean, if you want to come and take a look at one, I could have you in if you're interested in buying one. But
no,
they're just there for show, you know?
Right, right. No. I have a cooler. I have a freezer already, but like I say, mine is just full. In a couple of days, it won't be. And I really got to get this stuff on frozen, man. I'm gonna be in trouble. Like I say, I'm my back against the wall over here, man. And I can't remember who recommended you, but you came highly recommended that you might be able to show me a little love on this.
Look, I guess it comes down. It depends on what do you need. How much do you have that you need frozen? I mean, I don't even know what you got.
Well, I got three bodies that I need to get to keep, you know, to keep frozen, man. That we, you know, we run a mortuary over here. This is Bo's mortuary. Yeah, we got.
You mean
we got three
people bodies?
Yeah, we got three bodies that, and like I said, my freezer's full, man. But in a couple of days, you know, these bodies, you know, the funerals would have happened, so we'll be freed up, you know. But right now, I got three bodies coming in today that I got to get in the freezer.
Are you crazy? Are you out of your damn mind?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, bro. So, like I said, you came highly recommended, you know, and I'm just trying to get somebody to show me a little love. Man, you got those freezers. You don't have nothing in them. You know, I just need it for a couple of days.
You got to be out of your mind. We're not talking about ice. This isn't chicken wings or a pork shoulder. These are people. You are out of your mind, man.
But listen to me, Dale. Listen to me. You understand how serious this is. I have to keep them frozen. That's the reason why I'm calling you. I'm needing your help, man.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, if you want to, I'll have you come in. You buy your own freezer. You can put your own bodies in your own freezer. How am I supposed to show off my showroom with frozen bodies in the freezer?
But just don't show that one for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Don't show it. Or we'll just cover. You know what? Here's what we could do. We could put the bodies in there, just cover them up, and people won't know what it is.
Yeah, and then I get a buyer that comes in, and the cover falls off it, and I got a frozen dead body in my freezer. Is that even legal?
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, here's the deal, man. You came highly recommended. They told me that you would probably show me some love. I'm actually, you know, getting ready to load up and come your way.
Dude, you keep those dead bodies away from my store. I'm telling you right now. I can't hook you up on this one, all right? I just can't do it.
Okay, but we're finna load up and come that way, though, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I have no – you know what? You want to come talk to me. You want to buy a freezer for yourself, and you want to freeze your dead bodies on your own. I don't care. I'll sell you a freezer. I got no problem with selling you a freezer, but you're not bringing the bodies here. It's just not happening.
So if Alonzo calls you and green lights it, is it okay then?
I highly doubt Alonzo's going to call me and tell me to put three dead bodies on our showroom floor freezers. Highly doubt that.
Okay. But guess what Alonzo told me?
What did Alonzo tell you?
Alonzo told me to give you a call. He told me to give you a prank phone call. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Yes,
get
sir.
Out
yes,
of
sir.
Here. That's incredible. I'm having my chest hurts. Oh, jeez, that guy.
Oh, you just got pranked by your GM, baby. That's what just happened right here. All right, man, give me one more thing. You got to tell me this right here, Dale. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, my friend.
Come on.
Come on what?
Come on and give me some.
You're not getting nothing boy, borrowed by freezer.
Boy, pranking from Dubai. Okay, we're trying to bury a person, but we don't, you know, we done ran out of space. We just need a little room, little freezer room. You know?
But who lends their freezer anyway?
For a dead person anyway.
Yes.
But that's all right. But that's the beauty of pranking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It don't have to make sense.
Beautiful prank.
All right, here goes some ignorance coming at you. This is the New Year's
More?
Comedy Laugh Fest. New Year's Comedy Laugh Fest. All right, jumps off in Chicago. That mm-hmm. is December the 30th. That's Earthquake. That's Eddie Griffin. That's Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. All right, that's the 30th, mind you.
Okay.
Now, 31st, we're going to be in H-Town. That's Houston, Texas. All right, be ready for that. On the 1st of January, oh my God, it is Washington, D.C., better known as the Eagle Bank Arena. That's January 1st. Once again, I will say it again. Earthquake, Eddie Griffin, Cedric the Entertainer, D.L. Hughley, and me, yours truly, hosted by Nephew Tommy. Atlanta, State Farm Arena, January the 2nd. All tickets are on sale right now, Ticketmaster.com. That's right. That's a lineup right there. You can't beat that.
All right. Thank you, Nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.